Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what it is that you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially the over-the-road truck drivers and you guys and gals that were sitting on I-95 there for that 20-some-odd plus hours. Hopefully, you've gotten on your way and you're headed back to where you came from by now. What a mess. And by the way, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And you can follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. Yep, we're on Twitter. And you can also check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, take a look at the things we got over there, and I'm sure there's something there for everybody in the house. All right. Captain's America Third Watch welcomes to the program the professor of politics in California. Hey, and that would be none other than Kyle Warren.
All right. Thank you, Captain. And hello to everybody.
Yeah, it's a little warmer tonight. I can still tell the Canadians. They're the ones with the shorts and the T-shirt thinking it's warm out. There's plenty of them wandering around. And, of course, it is summertime to them down here when it's above 50 degrees. And right now, it's 61 degrees where I'm at, and I'd be willing to bet you it's warmer than where you're at.
Well, it really is, Captain. We're at 49 degrees tonight.
Again?
Yep.
All right. Well, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Kyle, you got something to hold on to?
I do.
Okay, folks, here we go.
Let's get ready to rumble!
All right.
Now, who was that?
That was the great Michael Buffer.
Yeah, buddy. And I found that, and I said, well, I'm going to do something different, and I'm going to have some fun when I start out. So we're gonna rumble, all right. Don't worry about that. Now, I have a little thought for the moment. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
I contend that for a nation to try and tax itself into prosperity is like a man standing in a bucket of water and trying to lift himself up by the handle.
Yes.
You know who said that?
Who said that?
Winston Churchill.
Wow. Very, very interesting.
I've got some interesting quotes here from some very famous people, and I'm going to be reading them during the course of the show once per hour. All right. Well, let's get started this way. Joe Biden's narrative of the unvaccinated has just absolutely fallen apart as the U.S. shattered the worldwide case record yesterday, and there is enough anger out there that's built up between the Democrats, the Republicans, the Independents, the Polish Habaches, the Russian Huzibatsits, and anybody else you want to toss in there, right?
Oh, absolutely.
My God. Okay, so once again, Joe Biden fails.
Well, he certainly does. And you remember, Captain, he had been using the phrase, a pandemic of the unvaccinated. But even here in California, I just saw the statistic earlier this evening, 50,000 people a day are testing positive for this virus, the Omicron. It's highly transmissible, and they have been vaccinated for the most part. They're all vaccinated or boosted.
Well,
so if this is not the pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Well, here's the problem, and people can say what they want about the vaccine. If these people weren't vaccinated that got the Omicron, they would be a lot sicker than what they already are.
That is exactly right.
And that's a fact.
That is exactly right. I know people who are down right now because they've tested positive, but the good news is, Captain, they have very mild symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
They may test positive, but they're not going to the hospital, and they're not at a major risk of real problems getting very, very sick. So, yes, it's a kind of a very horrible, inconvenient thing that happens if you're vaccinated, it would seem. But at the very least, we're not seeing them get very, very sick.
No, I'm not telling people to run out and get the vaccination. That's not what I said. I'm just telling you a statistical fact that those people that have been vaccinated that have come down with this are a lot better off than the ones that aren't.
Well, certainly. And then when we talk about, obviously, we know the problems with hospital staffing, but the ideas of overcrowding of hospitals or having to maybe cancel elective care, elective surgeries, things of this nature, or if, God forbid, you have to go to the emergency room for something else, an accident or a fall or something else that happens that's not related to COVID, the hospital should be able to take care of you.
Right. Now, we all know January 6th is coming up, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We just heard the news tonight that the Attorney General is going to update everybody on the prosecutions of the people that they have in custody, plus where they've gone with the other people that have either pled guilty or their cases are coming up to trial that are out on the outside. So we're going to get some sort of update. But I think that what this is going to be is it's Joe Biden and his administration once again showing the very divisive nature of all of this. And instead of coming together, they're out there again trying to take a good crisis and make it into whatever it was that Rahm Emanuel said, remember?
Oh, yes. Never let a good crisis go to waste.
Well, they're out there and they're trying to do it again, and they're trying to divide the country with what's going on. And I don't care for it. And people, you're going to have literally ears with solid gold in them or something here, because they're going to try to get you all aggravated and ticked off. All right, Kyle, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there. First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. By the way, folks, I want to thank you very much for supporting MyPillow.com. I talked again yesterday with Dawn. That's Mike Lindell's personal representative, and she wanted me to pass along the message that they're thanking everybody for continuing to support Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com, because right now, after the Christmas holidays and after the first of the year, it's usually a little bit slow, but they've got a lot of specials going on where they reduce the prices of a number of things, so because they're trying to lower their inventory. So this is when you can really save some money on some of the stuff that maybe you were a few dollars short on a week or two ago, and now suddenly you can afford it because the price dropped. So go over to MyPillow.com, take a look at all the different things they have there on the homepage, and when it says with your promo code, prices so-and-so and such, the promo code will always be one word, Captain. Very easy to remember, Captain. Now, they do have a page called the Radio Listener Specials page. Now, it's got a big logo link. You click on that, you open it, opens up. You'll have about 150 items there, and they've got a whole bunch of stuff that was marked down, say, 50%, that's now marked down 75%. Some things that were marked down 33%, they're now marked down 50%, so on and so forth. And you'll see them when you get there. Again, promo code will always be the word Captain. Now, if you want to call them and speak to a live person, which some people do because they don't want to get their information out there on the Internet, the telephone number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. So, go to MyPillow.com, take a look at all the things they have there for sale. And I've got a bed coming. I can't wait. And when it comes, I'll tell you about it, because it's for my bad back. And I do have a bad back, and I'm looking forward to getting something that will help me. And that's what this bed will do. And I'll tell you all about it when it gets here, so you can understand what it is that makes it special. But MyPillow.com, promo code will always be Captain. Phone number is 800-641-5459. Go over there, save a bunch of money, and there's something there, I guarantee you, for every member of your family, including your dog and cat. Right, Kyle?
That's right.
Yep, they got stuff there for the pets. And when I saw that, I went, boy, this is pretty neat. Okay, a January 6th participant who's being held in jail, in prison. The defendant's name is Christopher J. Quaglin. I hope I'm saying that right. Quaglin. He's being held in Virginia in connection with the January 6th breach of the U.S. Capitol. According to his lawyer, Joseph McBride, he's extremely ill and at risk of dying because the jail refuses to provide the proper medical care and a special diet that he needs for his celiac disease. Now, this is one of the things that's going on that we've been hearing people talking about. They're torturing, they're doing this, they're doing that. Well, this may not be considered to be, quote, torture per se, but then again, if you got to have special food to eat and you can't get it, I guess maybe it would qualify to be that.
One of the things, Captain, that differentiates the United States in much of history is the treatment of
prisoners.
Even
prisoners of war.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And so in so many cases, there are prison wards that have hospital, or, you know, prisons that have hospital wards, basically. And certainly, you'd never want to go down the road of depriving someone while they're waiting for trial of any kind of important medical attention, or especially these days with so much knowledge that we have now about different conditions to allow people to be in good health while they're awaiting trial, of course, and certainly even if they get sentenced. We're not supposed to have any kind of cruel or unusual punishment. That is part of our Constitution and part of our moral fiber.
Well, I've got something else.
I'm a police officer.
Oh, time out. That wrong button. Live radio.
Live radio. Yep.
Yep. Okay. I just feel that something, they're trying to separate the country still over this January 6th thing. And they're going to make this big, well, we're going to have a prayer meeting at the Capitol, and the entire Democratic caucus will be there, and the Republicans can come too if they want to. But if they don't want to, we'll all stand there around the campfire, and we'll sing Kumbaya. What a bunch of quacks. And this is Nancy.
Well, it is.
What a bunch of quacks.
Well, I wear the people who are going to decry Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, calling everyone to a prayer meeting. Is that a federal government thing, or is that a separation of church and state thing?
Well, here we go. See, separation of church and state when it comes to religion. If the Republicans were doing that, I guarantee you they'd be jumping up and down from high heaven, Pelosi and company.
Well, certainly. But, Captain, the optics on this just kind of look like they're sort of just kind of doing this to try to, again, put themselves in the position that somehow the Democrat Party elite are virtuous and they just, you know, are...
Wait a minute. Virtuous?
Virtuous, and they're going...
Am I missing something?
Well, yeah, but, well, the idea that they're just kind of above it all, that all they just, you know, Captain, they just want to federalize elections. That's all they really want
to
do. And so they're doing it literally out of the goodness of their heart.
Yeah.
Now, because they love democracy.
Now, we talked yesterday about Chucky Baby Schumer wanting to obliterate the filibuster and get rid of it, correct?
Oh, yes.
We talked about Joe Biden and Barack Obama back in the day, including even Chucky Boy Schumer, that this was horrible, that the Republicans were talking about getting rid of the filibuster, and it was a way that the government had been done for years and years and years. It was a situation, it was this, it was that. But Schumer faces two major obstacles. Do you know what they are?
Well, I know, for one, they'd have to get a Manchin and at least Sinema on board.
They need more than that.
Do that. Yeah.
Just to get this thing to get voted on, they need 60 votes.
To do, that's right.
Just to get it voted on so they can change the rules. They can't just do it on a simple majority. Somebody said yesterday they could do it on a majority. I checked it out. I looked at the rules. No, 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 no. They need 60 votes to get it to the floor just to vote on it.
Right. Well, there's ways that they could try to finagle the way that Harry Reid did with the nuclear option and so forth, and whether or not they could do it as what they call a mini-nuke. Some have called it trying to get it just to be able to stop the filibuster on that particular thing that they're doing. So there's stuff that they can try, but a lot of this is a lot of just grandstanding by Chuck Schumer, who, by the way, Captain, years ago was railing against the idea of doing this kind of thing because, you know, saying it wasn't democratic or just, you know, that was the general thrust of it. But they really thought they were going after the Republicans for a big power grab. And I think even then Senator Joe Biden was upset about it. And here they want to do exactly the same thing.
Yeah. Now, I got a little comment here made from the Godfather, George. He said, words of the day, loyalty is when you have my back behind my back.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Comment?
Yeah, well, no, that's right. When you're going to protect somebody, exactly.
So for the next person that tells me, well, they can just take it and they can vote it over, they cannot do that to change the rules in the Senate. It's not just a simple majority. They've got to get it there to get it up to be voted on to be proposed, and it takes 60 votes to get it there. It ain't going to happen.
Well, there is this one thing that has, I think, can be done in the past, or that's a part of the rule structure, is they
vote to set the rule. The rules are just separate. Yep.
Yeah. They have an objection, which is taken up as a point of order.
But I don't think they got the votes to do that either.
Well, see, that's the thing. They would still need Manchin and Sinema, at least.
Won't happen.
In order to do that.
Because we got comments from them about all this.
Well, that's exactly right.
Oh, and one more, and two more senators. We got four Democratic senators that say they will not support this. Four.
Because, you know, Captain, in this particular case, they understand that it will always blow back at some other time on their own party. It's going to come back upon them. And so they don't want to simply do this pell-mell and without any rhyme or reason. But Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, for example, they can't see farther past their nose on this thing.
All right. Now, we've got some developing news we need to talk about when we come back about what's going on in Georgia as they open a probe into the alleged illegal ballot harvesting done in the 2020 election by, oh gosh, Stacey Abrams and company.
Interesting. Yeah,
that's developing right now. And John Solomon has come out and told the people what's going on in so many words without telling about everything. But the Secretary of State in Georgia is opening an investigation. And this was Stacey Abrams' company, or group, rather, companions that were in the middle of this. That she's the one that's wanting to run for governor in Georgia. But you folks in Georgia, you know what I'm talking about. You live there. You know exactly what I'm talking about when it comes to this ballot harvesting stuff, which is 100% illegal in the state of Georgia.
That's right.
Yep. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And now we'll play what I was going to play a minute ago.
I'm a police officer. I have been for 32 years.
Okay.
The case in Atlanta, the officer follows protocol. If someone takes my taser and they turn it on, they have the ability to get my gun.
That's right.
Get my patrol car, which has got an AR-15 and a shotgun, and wreak havoc. The officer had every right to protect himself.
The Captain's America Third Watch with... What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
Michigan set a pandemic record Monday with 96 children hospitalized with COVID-19. Chief Medical Executive Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian spoke to WXYZ.
Our hospitals are completely overwhelmed. Our hospitals are struggling. We've had to ask for federal assistance. We're in a bad place.
The previous pandemic high for pediatric hospitalizations in Michigan was 71. The CDC recommended on Tuesday that Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine recipients get a booster dose 5 months after their second shot instead of the previously approved 6 months. The agency endorsed the shorter period after the FDA authorized the reduced timeline on Monday for those who received the Pfizer vaccine. Facebook has restored access to an advertising account linked to the conservative children's book publisher Heroes of Liberty after the lockout sparked outcry on social media. This is USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty. That's Jeff from Sarasota. And he was over at Mission Barbecue yesterday with the gang. We had lunch at Mission Barbecue, West Waters in Tampa. Remember, I'm there every Tuesday. Y'all are invited. Come on over. And Thursday, I'll be down at Mixon's Roadside Cafe in Bradenton, where they had the Manatee Patriots meeting last night. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. That is a product that I've been taking religiously for 7 years. I took an extra pack of it tonight because of a situation that I had today. I actually did something to my left ankle in stepping down off an elevation of about maybe 2.5 feet down to the ground, and I hit it pretty hard with my left foot and my left ankle, and right away it was like, oh, boy, you know how that goes. So I had to take some extra Relief Factor, and in doing so, I got the swelling back down again because my ankle decided to swell up and ache and this, that, and the other. I know I aggravated it. I see the doctor tomorrow, so we'll find out what happened there, if anything. But I have a constant problem with it, and the way I keep control of it is with Relief Factor. And it's because it's got these natural ingredients in it called turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. Now, it will even lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on by going right straight to the source. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's a 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Simply put, it's good for you. Now, you can try the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. By going to the website they gave me, it's relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. There's no clubs to join, none of that sort of stuff. If you want it and want to go on regular delivery after that, you can get it. Otherwise, $19.95 to try the 3-week quick start and see what it does for you. Relieffactor.com/captain is the way to go. And let me know when you get it, whether or not I told you the truth, because I've yet to find somebody that's told me, oh, this damn stuff doesn't work. It does work. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the problem with liberals over the weekend and early in the week was the snowstorm that went up I-95 north of D.C., north of Fredericksburg, Virginia. Oh, no, I got it right. I had it right to begin with. Actually, north of Richmond. There we go. I'll get it right now. North of Richmond, up I-95 to Washington, D.C. That's about a 50-mile stretch of road. And basically, the road was blocked and stopped with well over 1,000 vehicles for, in some cases, over 24 hours. Guess who they blamed?
I think I know. Was it the incoming governor?
The guy that wasn't sitting in office, that could do nothing, could not lift his finger to do anything. They blame him for the state of Virginia's response to the winter storm. Well, first of all, when you have a winter storm on the interstate, hello, I'm going to remind everybody up in the north what we did for years in the snow belt of upstate New York. You called out the damn National Guard, and they came out there with their equipment. We came out there with the fire department, with our snowmobiles, whatever. We made sure everybody in the cars was okay. We got the people off the road that needed to get off the road, okay? Got them to a warm spot. And those morons in the Virginia government couldn't do that? Every one of them should be brought up on charges and fired.
Well, Captain, we could have seen a major tragedy.
God, yes.
The freezing temperatures, people can't be out in the elements like that. It's just that simple. And you're right, the National Guard, something could have been done.
It's very easy.
Yeah. I can imagine. This is what they trained for. They have the capability to do these things. But, you know, you mentioned, the incoming Governor Youngkin. Yeah, somebody was really criticizing him, but he has not even taken the oath of office.
No, in no way did this have anything to do with him. And by the way, I want to go on the record right now and remind every one of the truckers how much we love you and how much we appreciate you for the things that we heard you did in the middle of that huge traffic jam. You know some of it, Kyle. Go ahead.
Well, that's right, Captain. We know that many truckers allowed people to get up into the cabs where they were able to stay warm. Also, one particular heartwarming story of a trucker who had a case of water in his truck and was going up and down the portion of the freeway there, making sure people had water. And so this is the kind heart of our trucker friends, and we just salute them.
And there was a bakery truck that was delivering bread that opened up the back door to give people loaves of bread because they had no food, they hadn't eaten in a while, this, that, and the other. There were some diabetics in the mix, and of course they got to have something. And they got the bread and they handed it out, and the bakery that he worked for said no problem at all. We were so proud of our driver that he used his head for something other than a hat rack and did exactly what we would have wanted him to do.
Well, exactly.
And that's great.
And this is when these things happen, this is how Americans pull together. You're right. It doesn't matter, you know, the bread is going to, that's fine. Because people needed it at that moment, and it was available, and it was given freely. And this is, again, the kind of thing that people do when there's, because as I said, we could have seen a horrible tragedy unfold because of the temperatures and the elements and so forth, but people pulled together. It's amazing.
And again, America's truckers were there once again to get the job done, and they did. They helped out these people because they were the only ones there to do it. Nobody saw anybody for hours. Not a police officer, not a fire department person, not anybody for hours.
Yes, and this is obviously, Captain, I can't imagine, obviously there's an outgoing administration, but this is something.
Well, I'm telling you, you need to remember, what's this governor's name that's on the way out?
Northam.
That's the one that dressed up in the black paint and all that stuff?
I think so, yeah.
All right, well, the guy's an idiot, okay? And if you ever elect this, if he ever runs for office again, ladies and gentlemen, in Virginia, you people listening to me right now and our affiliates up there, if he ever runs for office again, you remember this snowstorm and vote this SOB out if he runs for anything.
Well, right. I mean, if they had done anything in trying to help, but evidently, Captain, there were so many hours in the overnight time when it was dark that nothing was ever done. The people were there. They'd have to turn on their car for a little bit, try to warm it up, and then turn it off again because, you know,
they were afraid they were going to run out of gasoline.
Exactly.
Because many people were running on fumes to begin with. And by the way, there's another snowstorm coming your way, folks, so please be prepared.
Absolutely.
We're going to tell everybody about it when we do the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And by the way, we have a blizzard warning tonight in part of the upper Midwest, and that blizzard warning is moving to the east. We'll tell you where that is. And when I say blizzard, the conditions to be a blizzard are 10 degrees above zero or colder, with a wind, with a heavy snow, with zero visibility. And that's what we got for, let me see, 100, 200, about 250 miles from the Canadian border south.
Wow. Well, and of course, Captain, this points up the whole idea that if you're in an area where you could get swamped by a snowstorm mm-hmm. or get stuck, have warm clothing, have some food or snacks that keep, you know, and also have...
Have some captain's wafers.
There you go. That's right. But have something and be prepared, only because this came upon them very, very quickly. There had been a lot of rain, evidently, which caused the road to ice up and so forth ahead of the snowstorm, and it was just a real confluence of events. But that can happen, and especially with this kind of weird weather we've been having and very intense, you need to be ready.
Well, with the temperatures falling the way they were, with the weather forecast to go from rain to sleet to snow to ice to wind to heavy snow, that should have told you something right there. Remember when Biden got off the plane in D.C. at...
Driving snow. Yeah.
Yeah, and I thought he was going to slide down the ramp, but I was waiting for him to take one step and wind up at the bottom.
Yeah, that's how intense it was.
That's correct. And that ramp was... those steps were... Caked in snow and ice. Caked in snow and ice.
Yep, exactly right. So this is it's nothing to trifle with at all.
And again, we salute America's truckers for what was done there. I did hear from a couple of truckers telling us that, make sure you mention the truckers because we stepped in to help. And these were some of the Schaefer drivers that are up there in New Kingston, Pennsylvania, that were headed back towards their terminal that were caught up in this too because that's on their route home.
Well, that's right. And the kindness of the hearts of our trucker friends is just amazing. And so, folks, when you see them out on the road, give them a little extra room, too. You know, make sure they can see you and everybody share the road. And
I got a better rule for you. Don't ever pass a truck on the right. They can't see you.
That's right.
You get into a blind spot, and when they put that right-hand turn signal on, I can guarantee you, depending on where you're at, they're not going to see you, and you're going to go for a ride.
No kidding.
And if you pass a truck on the right, you're the one that's wrong.
No kidding. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
But they bring all the stuff we need to the stores.
Yep.
They really do.
Yep. And I see this every day. I see people with the semis out, let's see, third lane over with the right lane. That's an exit only lane on the Howard Franklin Bridge. And they'll go zooming up by the trucks on the right. Truck will go, well, I got to get off up here, put on his right signal. And all of a sudden, the car has to jam on the brakes because they went, uh-oh, I'm in his blind spot.
Oh, wow.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. But don't go anywhere. We got a lot more to talk about here. And I'm going to have Kathy take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
That is Aerosmith, Walk This Way, from one of their concerts. And I'll tell you what there, Kyle, that had me going.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It had me going. I like that song. This time of the night, I always like playing up-tempo music when I was out there down the road or even when I was on duty, because it just made the night go that much faster. Okay, well, here we go, because, boy, we got weather to talk about, folks. Heavy coastal rain and snow melt may bring riverine flooding, while heavy mountain snow continues over the northwest part of the U.S. into the northern Rockies through Friday. In the meantime, blizzard conditions will be in place tonight across the northern plains, in particular the western part of Minnesota, the eastern part of North Dakota, and the northeastern corner of South Dakota down towards Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Now, this will bring widespread snow and gusty winds expected all the way across. It's going to go into the Great Lakes on Wednesday. Then a winter storm is brewing and is possible Thursday and Friday from the Tennessee Valley into the northeast, and it's going to come right straight across the D.C. area, again, up through the big cities. This time, the cities that were spared yesterday ain't going to happen this time, so take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Out the west tonight, especially in the Pacific Northwest, we've got cloud cover. Looking at the satellite imagery, we're seeing cloud cover all over the state of Washington, Oregon, also into Idaho, into parts of western Montana, also northern Nevada, northern Utah, parts of northern California as well. And that means we've got winter weather advisories and also winter storm warnings all through the area. Let's take a look at where some of the active snow is right now. East out of Seattle along I-90, you're definitely going to encounter that. Also, the closer you get to Spokane, Washington, you're going to be in snow. That snow is going to go down through Walla Walla, down through Baker City. Also, Boise, Idaho, reading snow right now. Also, southern Idaho, near Twin Falls and Pocatello, if you're coming across the interstate there, you're going to be in snow. So be careful of that. Also, as I said, we've got the winter weather advisories all through Montana, all through Idaho, all through Washington, and most of Oregon tonight, northern Nevada as well. So if you're coming up through I-80, heading out towards Elko and so forth, you're definitely in Battle Mountain. You're going to be involved in that as well. Coming out of Denver, coming west on I-70, winter storm warning there as you head towards Glenwood Springs along I-70. And in the central part of Utah, winter weather advisory as you're coming up Interstate 15 towards Salt Lake City. Check out Snoqualmie Pass though on I-90. 26 degrees right now, Captain. Snow, slush, and ice reported there on the road. Cabbage Hill has got 32 degrees. It's icy and snow flurries, just as they've had over the last 24, 48 hours or so. So that means the snow's blowing around. You may not be able to see well.
And a winter storm warning, too, up there.
That's exactly right. 32 degrees at Donner Pass, and it's supposed to be raining over the next few days, but it could get cold enough for snow, of course, especially on Friday.
All right, before we move into my area, Richard and Maureen's chiming in from the coastal areas of Oregon, saying that the rain is continuing, another inch of rain. He's got some light winds, and it's a balmy 55 degrees where he's at tonight. Well, good for you, Richard, because it's you're warmer than what we are. Now, also, let's take a look over here at the weather that I need to deal with, starting with North Dakota, South Dakota, moving on down into Nebraska, then Kansas, then Oklahoma. The eastern part of North Dakota, I-29, from the North Dakota line with Canada all the way down to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, you have snow. You have a blizzard warning. A blizzard warning on I-29 all the way from Minot, North Dakota, all the way down just about maybe 20 or 30 miles north of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. That comes over into Minnesota, the western part of Minnesota. Now, all this snow is moving to the east. As we speak, I've seen the snow come into Michigan in the last couple of hours since I started watching it, and we have a winter storm warning right now on the west side of Michigan along the east shore of Lake Michigan, and that's coming towards LJ in Michigan as the snow is already halfway across Michigan. Now, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan tonight has a winter storm warning there above Wisconsin. All of Wisconsin's going to get snow. All of the northern part along I-80 in Illinois is going to get snow. All the way across to Des Moines, Iowa, will get snow. Freezing cold temperatures now in Nebraska, in most of South Dakota, North Dakota, down into Kansas, where we have an area of snow right there in about the central part of Kansas. Panhandle of Oklahoma, very cold temperatures. Again, cold temperatures, Lubbock, Texas, and over towards Plainview, Texas. Now, we can see the developing nature of the storm coming out of the mountains right now in Kentucky, Tennessee. That's going to go up towards the East Coast as this front that's coming across catches up to it and then pushes it that way. We also have some areas of development that could happen through about the northern half of Indiana, the northern half of Ohio, certainly most of Indiana and Illinois. And Michigan and the lee shore of Lake Ontario and Lake Erie right now, the lake effect snow machine is firing up, and you're going to get a bunch of snow there. We do have some light snow starting up on the East Coast, pretty much following the I-95 corridor, once again, from Virginia, the Chesapeake Bay, all the way up to Boston and southern New York, Poughkeepsie, and all the way up to Maine to about Bangor, Maine. We do have an area of light snow all the way up through there. And again, this will develop into more snow as things progress. Okay, Kyle, we got about 20 seconds. Tell us about the pilot and the Flying J.
Well, thank you, Captain. You know, we love the truckers here on the Captain's America Third Watch. You know who else loves the truckers? The Pilot and Flying J, the good people there at Pilot and Flying J. Folks, go to pilotflyingj.com. Find the nearest Pilot or Flying J center next near to you. And when you go there, be sure to join the Drivers Club. And pro drivers, don't forget, you can start earning points, 4 points per gallon after just 6 fills instead of 15 with the other guys. Sign up today. You won't be sorry.
You betcha. And folks, Kyle and I will be right back with hour number 2. We're going to take a look at the headlines and see if anything's changed, which would change what we're going to be talking about. But Johanna sent me a message. I'll look at that in a minute. She says it's got something to do with how Harry Reid changed the rules in the Senate. Well, again, be careful what you wish for, Democrats. It can come back to bite you many times over. I will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.